Hey, yo. Yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire. With Al Fridas.
All right, so yesterday I told you about DMX streaking in the hallway, that video that leaked of him. Well, his people say his crew were just killing time before their performance. And who hasn't done that? Who hasn't? You have a performance coming. Who hasn't pulled off their clothes and run down the hall? Everybody wastes time the way DMX wastes time. So, I mean, that explains it. Rock the Bells officials are speaking out about technical difficulties during the Wu-Tang Clan's performance, which happened on Sunday. At one point, the backing music suddenly dropped. Method Man was like, I'm going to walk off the stage. Y'all keep it up. Wow. The tempo of one song sped up in the middle of his performance. But the people from Rock the Bell say it was just equipment failure. So that's that.
It was ODB messing with him.
Boy, are you serious? But meanwhile, people want to know where Ghostface Killah and Raekwon were. Why weren't they there?
Might have been them back then.
Boy.
You never know. Hey,
what are y'all talking about?
Come right with their paper.
Hey, we told you Weezy would be on the premiere of the new season of Katie Couric's show, talking about dropping out of school and going to jail. What we didn't know is he'd be talking about retiring at age 35.
Ah, yeah, I got another album coming real soon.
He's been saying that for the last 3 years.
Okay, but still. Nicki Minaj and Tyga are firing back at Gucci for some harsh Twitter comments. I thought that was fake. I saw her Instagram yesterday.
I don't think Gucci. I mean, why would Nicki Minaj sleep with Gucci Mane?
No, what happened was he was mad because Tyga showed a screenshot of a text between
him and Nicki Minaj where he said, Gucci wants us to work on this album. And she was like, no thanks, not interested.
Yep.
And I thought that was fake.
And I think I think that's real. And I think he was mad because of that.
Yeah,
and he was going on Tiny. He was going on Tiny. He was going on everybody.
Yeah, he was going on everybody.
Why was he going on Tiny? What did he say about her?
Because he's beefing with Tia. He beefed with everybody.
He's beefing with everybody. He's beefing with Waka.
What did he say about Tiny?
He was like, he wanted to bone her ugly A.
Now, why you call her ugly? Why y'all so quiet? What is it? Hello, I asked y'all a question.
Look.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Lastly, A$AP Rocky's addressing his awkward appearance alongside openly gay NBA player Jason Collins. Remember, he was like, you could be gay.
Right.
And then it was just really awkward. He says,
and then Jason turned around and his penis poked him in the ear.
Can you
hear me now?
You know what? I'm never getting you coffee again. Never again.
I'm sorry.
He insists he's not homophobic, and he's like, he didn't
know any better.
Yeah. He said it was awkward. He said he wasn't trying to be funny. He was just trying to be real. Hey, I have a shout out first before I end I got to say a shout out to Officer Johnson and Officer Brissett, because you made me get you some Starbucks and I was parked illegally.
Oh.
They did not give me a ticket, and I really appreciate you guys for that. Thank you. I'm
out
for
you.
That's hot off the wire.
You guys throwing me in the street.
No.
Just kidding, officers. You know I love you,
Thank you, guys.
And you know, I donate to the policeman's balls every year.
What? It's just one. It's just a ball.
Oh, ball.
They just, yeah.
I misspoke. I'm Ray Lewis.